Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
AL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A split in the two Democratic primaries yesterday's. Bernie Sanders wins Oregon. Hillary Clinton takes Kentucky.
Bernie Sanders rallied with supporters in Carson, California, looking back at Kentucky.
It appears tonight that we're going to end up with about half of the delegates from Kentucky.
Not quite a mention of Clinton's narrow win in the bluegrass state. Sanders holds out hope California on June 7th could give him a massive victory leading to a contested convention. Some rallygoers held signs saying Bernie or bust. The bust should worry the Clinton camp and perhaps party officials if many Sanders supporters refuse to turn out in a general election. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's win in the Oregon primary puts him 77 delegates away from clinching the Republican nomination. Trump has also now agreed to disclose some financial information to GOP officials.
He has also filed his personal financial disclosure form with the Federal Election Commission. Trump says he reported an income of nearly $560 million and a net worth of $10 billion. The Clinton campaign responded that Trump's PFD is no BFD and that he should release his tax returns, something he says he will do after he is no longer under an audit.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. The fight over D.C.'s concealed carry gun law isn't over yet, after a judge's ruling yesterday.
Judge Richard Leon ruled the requirement that people need to have good reason to apply for a concealed carry permit is likely unconstitutional.
We're reviewing the decision and we'll make a decision on whether to appeal that decision and also whether to ask for a stay of that decision very shortly.
D.C. Attorney General's office spokesman Rob Maru says a stay would allow the law to keep being enforced while the appeal goes on.
It's going to go to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and President Obama has basically stacked the court.
Crime Prevention Research Center President John Lott says it may ultimately end up at the Supreme Court, which currently is split on the issue. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Commuter headaches are likely today in New York City after a raging fire underneath some Metro North tracks in East Harlem. Metro North's service into and out of Grand Central Terminal will remain suspended on all three Metro North lines until further notice, while the damage is assessed and repairs are made. Republicans controlling the House are moving full speed ahead on a $622 million bill to fund the fight against Zika. That's one-third of what the administration requested and hundreds of millions less than the $1.1 billion bipartisan plan moving through the Senate. That Northern Virginia congressional candidate whose Facebook screenshot that revealed he'd been visiting some porn sites has an explanation.
This all started when Mike Webb's personal computer came up with 4,800 viruses.
Everybody said it was because you were surfing porn. So I was trying to figure out, well, where does this allegation come from?
So then Webb said he checked out some adult websites.
I was trying to find out exactly like what would someone do on one of these sites to actually get infected.
Webb, who is petitioning to run as an independent candidate in Virginia's 8th congressional district, says this is not something he normally does.
I'm a preacher's kid. I don't surf porn sites.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Baltimore, the defense is expected to rest today in the trial of one of the six cops charged in Freddie Gray's death. Closing arguments are likely to take place tomorrow in the trial of Officer Edward Nero, who opted for a bench trial instead of having a jury hear his case. And two former security guards at MedStar Washington Hospital Center have been indicted on charges of involuntary manslaughter in the death last September of a hospital patient. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,530. The Nasdaq at 4716. Sports, the Nats lose to the Mets in New York. The O's fall to the Mariners at home. WMDA, the Mystics take on the Dallas Wings tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
the Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Wow, $8.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Broken down car on the Beltway, and we don't want that to be an accident, so listen up. This car, no warning signs, no flares, on the outer loop on the American Legion Bridge. So if you're heading from Maryland into Virginia, it's on the bridge in the left lane. They do have their hazard lights on, but that's about it. So everyone's swerving out of that left lane at the last moment. Coming out of Virginia, your travel lanes open, crossing the American Legion Bridge without any delays out of Tysons. 66, pushing a bit slow in Manassas. North on 95, Stafford, Dale City, seeing some of that stop and go. 395, such a great time to get going, no delays. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading through town, DC 295 with travel lanes open, only seeing a bit of that stop and go as you head past Burroughs toward Benning and East Capitol Street. We'll take it for sure. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps. It's the best way to get around the city with turn-by-turn voice guidance. You can use your car, public transportation, and maps that work offline. Now a free phone app. You can get it at here.com/city. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds, a light wind, but most of the rain showers stay west and north. Of overcast around today, just a few showers at times, temperatures in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Centerville, 52 in Greenbelt, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. Chesapeake Bay gets a grade of C, and they're celebrating. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, we'll be joined by Brian Stelter of CNN. He's going to give us his sense of how this Megyn Kelly Donald Trump interview went last night. 7:05, John Lott. Hey, did you hear this? Parts of the restrictive district concealed carry law likely unconstitutional, according to a judge. John Lott will give us the details of that. 7:35, national security analyst Katie McFarland. And we'll talk politics with Amanda Carpenter coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Time for an extended edition of Critter News here at 6:08 on WMAL. It is a verified fan favorite.
No, certified.
Oh, I like to use verified because that's Twitter talk. You know, if you're verified on Twitter. I mean, is there an actual certification?
Yes, there is.
I'll look for the certificate. Is there a certificate?
Yeah, there's a stamp.
Because if you're certified, you should have a certificate.
And there's the Critter News stamp of approval.
All right. New York State is going to ban declawing of domestic cats. If you've got a pet cat and you want to declaw that cat, it'll be against the law in the state of New York. And I wonder if you think that that should be a national trend. Do you think that other states should follow suit? Is it wrong to declaw your pet cat? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. I have strong feelings about this. I have experience with it because I have owned cats in the past.
What? You've never revealed
yes,
this to
I
me?
I have constantly. And every time I reveal it, you say I've never revealed it to you. So for crying out loud, Wilson, would you listen to me, please? I talk here 4 hours a morning with you, and you never actually remember what I tell you.
If I had to listen to everything you said, I would go stark raving mad.
You're not the only one. There are a lot of reasons to not like cats, okay? As Kennedy from Fox Business Network reminds us.
Cats. Not only do cats cause droughts and clog up air vents, they don't even respond to their own names. Mittens! Mittens! Look at me, Mittens!
Hello, Mittens! And just try putting that thing on a leash. Yeah, good luck. And bathing them? Forget about it. Like, an animal hates baths, is a dirty, filthy, disgusting devil beast. Cat would kill you if you tried to bathe it. We all know that.
Although, I have to say, as Steve Martin once said, Steve Martin used to give his cat a bath on a regular basis, and it was a beautiful thing. He enjoyed it. The cat enjoyed it. Took him forever to get the fur off his tongue.
Yeah.
But he really enjoyed that.
I didn't see that coming.
888-630-WMAL. Are you in favor of declawing cats? I am, because beyond all of the very legitimate complaints about cats that Kennedy laid out there, the worst is that they can draw your blood very easily. And I did, you know, Heather Hunter, our executive producer, who is in fact a crazy cat lady, because she has multiple felines roaming around that house of hers.
13,
I don't know what it is at this point. It's nasty, though. And I said, well, does your cat ever claw you? Have you been clawed by your cat? And she says, well, only when I was playing with them.
Well, it's not playing if you get hurt.
Thank you. Exactly. And this is the problem. And there is a humane way to do this, and it doesn't cause pain. As an adult, I have had three cats in my life, although it's in my past.
Tells me so much.
As a child growing up, I had three cats growing up as a child at various times, and they all were declawed. And trust me, I've had a cat in my house that is not declawed, and it's a nightmare. And they do. They think it's fun, and they think that you're, you know, a meal, and they want to hack you to death. And those claws are vicious weapons, and they draw your blood. And guess what? The cats are fine after you declaw them. There's no problem with it. And most importantly, they're not going to damage your child. Your child will not have scars on their arms or hands because they were playing with the cat. I think there's no problem with it, and I'm tired of people who are putting the cat's rights above your right as a pet owner. It's like saying it's inhumane to spay and neuter a cat. I mean, I'm sorry, that's pretty harsh too, isn't it? I mean, you're cutting off something that's a little bit more sensitive than a fingernail when you do that. 888-630-WMA.
I'm against it. I'm against declawing cats. And if the rationale is, well, if you declaw a cat, then you can be safe. You're not going to be hurt or injured by said cat. There's another way to resolve that matter. Just don't get a cat. I mean, you know, if a cat's going to be a cat, let a cat be a cat. Cat needs claws, and if you have to take the claws away from the cat, maybe you really don't want a cat. Maybe you want something else. Maybe you want another kind of pet, maybe a gerbil or something, although they bite.
And so do dogs, by the way.
Well, they do. You don't take their teeth out.
Well, no, you don't. That's impractical because then they can't eat. But a cat can eat and fend for itself and have a completely normal and happy life without its claws. They're unnecessary for a domestic cat that stays indoors. And by the way, if you have a domestic cat as a pet, it should absolutely stay indoors. Because other people say, well, if the cat goes outside, it can't defend itself. Well, if you are a responsible pet owner, that cat does not go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you're against it.
I'm against it. I'd say, if this is a concern of yours, then maybe, you know, you really don't want a cat.
Well, then no one's going to get a cat.
Well, and that's just fine.
Mike
fewer
in...
cats is a good thing.
Mike in New... Is it New Winston? New Winsot? New Windsor. Mike, you're on WMAO.
Okay. I also have two dogs and a rabbit that live in the house. We'll talk about that part later. I'd never declaw any of my cats. There's nothing humane about it. They cut the cat's paw or the cat's toe back to its first knuckle.
Well, that's actually... Listen, there is an old guillotine-style way of doing this that is absolutely nasty. But no, there are new procedures that you can use that are not as horrible as you are describing.
But why do you want to take them off? Are you worried, if you're worried about your furniture, or you just got to train the cat?
Yeah, your furniture, your hardwood floors, and, oh, I don't know, the skin on the back of your hand.
Do you hear what he said? You can just train the cat?
My English setter's toes hurt me more than any cat has ever hurt me.
So you've never been clawed by a cat when you were playing with it?
No, not bad. I mean, you know, if you're playing with them, they grab onto you. But, you know, the biggest thing is you don't pull away.
All right. Just let them puncture you and that the mark will be worse, not as bad.
I'm surprised you'd want to do that to a cat, being, you know, having the whole Broadway wearing the hat thing, you know.
Broadway wearing the hat thing? Broadway, I get. What's the hat reference? All right, we'll get to that in a minute. But no, yes, even though I worked on Broadway, it is not above me to inflict a little bit of pain on a cat if it's going to be for the greater good of my family. And by the way, again, I challenge anyone.
Then the greater good would be by not having a cat.
See, I'm all about compromise and finding the middle ground so everybody can be happy. Lori in Warrington, you're on WMAL. Go, Lori.
Good morning. Using your logic, then, you might as well just take the teeth out of dogs because dogs can bite. And first off, second of all, is that if you have cats, as I do, and I know you guys love to ridicule people who have cats and the cats themselves, is scratching is a natural exercise. And if you trim your cat's nails, you're not going to have a problem. And if you guys were like real men, you could deal with a little bit of blood now and then.
Well, listen, I can deal with a little bit of blood, but what about my 4-year-old child, Lori?
Then don't have a cat around the child.
Yes.
And wait till the child is old enough. Or let's say, how about, I don't understand why you guys get so wrapped up about what a cat does or doesn't do.
Well, I mean, we're wrapped up about we're wrapped up about anything that impacts the daily lives of everyone out there. That's what we talk about here on Mornings on the Ball.
I'm going to say for the record, I hate cats.
Okay.
I think they're reprehensible creatures.
Well, there you go. And that advances our conversation. Lori, I don't think they're reprehensible creatures, but I also think that we can find a middle ground with regard to the following my logic to dogs. Well, no, again, I'm trying to find a happy medium here. A cat can live a happy, normal, and fruitful life without its front claws as a domestic pet inside your home. Dogs without teeth, they're going to have trouble eating. Frankly, they're going to have trouble keeping water in their mouth or their tongue in their mouth, for that matter, if they don't have teeth. So that would be a problem. So I don't find it to be a logical connection, but I do appreciate the call. Lori, that's why we have the conversation. It is 6:15 now on WMAL. We'll continue with your calls. Stay here. But first, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Whitten is on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Does your cat claw?
No.
My cat does not claw.
That is not my cat.
That's perfect. All right, let's get you around the Beltway. Better news, we had the broken down car on the American Legion Bridge. MDOT crews came along and helped it out. All lanes have been reopened, so just a brief delay after you pass River Road. Again, heading toward that American Legion Bridge, nothing remains blocked, so safety good. Now, we'll take you through Annandale and Tyson's, quiet around the Beltway. Good time to get you going, 395 with all of the lanes open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading into town, seeing a little bit of volume here. DC 295 south past East Capitol Street. Getting a bit sluggish northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel heading to New York Avenue, but crews check, nothing blocked, but just the heavy delays starting into the Wilson Bridge. Nice and quiet as well, coming past 210 to cross Maryland and Virginia each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got morning fog today, so be careful driving in. And then we got overcast days for the rest of the day. In fact, might have a slight chance of a rain shower as well. High of 61 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies with a few showers overnight. Low of 52. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. High of 69. Right now, no rain in tomorrow's forecast. It's 55 right now, 617 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Then I actually don't have a problem with people keeping cats as domestic animals. I think that if that's their desire, they should be able to do it. But let's not forget that, you know, they are our pets, and there's nothing wrong with keeping those cats in such a way that it makes our lives still livable. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I am against this idea that it should be illegal to declaw a cat in the state of New York. Listen, I respect people who think that it's a bad idea to declaw cats and they wouldn't do it with their cat, but should it really be a law? Have we really been so inhumane for the decades and decades and decades in our society that it has been legal that now the government needs to come in and regulate this sort of thing? Come on. 888-630-WMAL. Brian in Hagerstown, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing? Hey, don't you guys ever watch The Cat Whisperer on TV?
Well, it's actually, to be fair, it's called My Cat from Hell.
That's it.
Yes,
yeah.
which actually, by the way, tells you everything you need to know
about cats.
But go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, he goes to people's homes that are having a problem with a bad cat, and they have a problem dealing with it.
Yeah.
He teaches them how to deal with the cat, how to train it, and how to de-stress the cat.
Well,
everybody lives happily ever after.
See, now right there, Brian.
Declawing a cat is a cruel thing to do.
Well, the cat has never chimed in on that, first of all, Brian. But let me just say, you ask a rhetorical question, do you ever ever watch this show? And the answer is yes, absolutely I do. I am a religious viewer of this show. And you are, Brian, sir, I love you, but you're mischaracterizing what Jackson Galaxy does.
What is it?
The man's name is Jackson Galaxy.
Yeah,
yes.
I gotta love that.
And here's what he does.
He comes
into the house and he sees what the cat is doing that's absolutely ruining these poor human beings' lives. And he does not train the cat. What he does is he trains the humans to adopt their lifestyle to accommodate this neurotic cat.
Well, and
come on, Brian. Brian and Hagerstown, that's what they do, isn't it?
It's not as if you can go in and teach somebody to be the alpha cat.
No,
that doesn't solve the problem.
The cat is in charge of the house, and you just need to figure out a way to live with the cat. Brian, isn't that what he does?
No, he also distresses it. It's a good cat. The cat changes its whole behavior.
Based on the human being changing their behavior.
Yeah, everybody
to accommodate
their
the
behavior.
Cat.
The cat changes behavior, too.
All right. But he does say that it's inhumane to declaw the cats. But he does encourage everyone to neuter their cat. Now, maybe it's me. But neutering a cat is chopping off something a little bit more sensitive and vital. And I'm not saying you shouldn't neuter your cat. But why are we okay with neutering a cat and not just, you know, taking off its little fingernails? Mm. How about Scott in Fredericksburg? Scott, you're on WMAL. Brian, thank you for the call. Jackson Galaxy is his name.
Jackson Galaxy.
Go ahead, Scott.
Good morning. Okay, so growing up, we had lots of cats. My mom loved cats. But we always got them declawed. And several of ours lived for 19 years.
Wow.
With no claws, and probably after the 15th year, not much for teeth. And they did just fine. We had a black cat with no front paws her entire life.
Yeah.
And she was indoor, but we would let her out sometimes, and she would pummel the crap out of some chipmunks, man. I mean, she did fine. She would bring them to the front door and drop them off for us.
Thank you. Absolutely. And you're right. They can still do a heck of a lot out there if they don't have front claws. Sure, there's some predators that are going to be a bigger problem. And usually it's other cats, by the way, that give cats a problem when they don't have claws. And I do recommend that the cats stay indoors, definitely, because there's a lot of dangers out there for them. Scott, thank you for that. See, there's a... All right. How about Andrew and Chantilly? You're doing next up.
Andrew, you're up.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I'm going to need a scorecard for traveling to New York. Maybe you guys can help me out. Can I take a declawed cat to Chick-fil-A for a 24-ounce Coke?
No, none of those things would be allowed in
pretty
New York.
Pretty sure you're looking
Mayor
at...
Mayor de Blasio will meet you at the border.
You know, you're looking at Rikers Island for those kind of infractions, Andrew. Thank you for that. Yes, this is why we love our friends up north in Gotham. They may have really good theater and pretty good hot dogs, but boy, they have their priorities skewed on other things.
Yeah.
All right, more on the declawing of cats in a moment at 6:22 on WMA.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Should not take your cat to Chick-fil-A by any circumstances, whether it's declawed or not. Who wants a cat walking around Chick-fil-A?
No, you don't want that.
No. Hey, graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations.
But I think they probably like the nuggets.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The cats are all about nuggets, especially if they've been neutered. They miss their nuggets. Hey, you know, you want to get your house looking good for all of the celebrations coming around the corner. You want to call Zero Res. By the way, if you are a cat owner, and God bless you if you are, do you know what's sitting in your carpet right now? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't care how great your vacuum cleaner is. All right, you are not getting up all of the nasty hair and dander and God knows what else your cat might have done in that carpet, and you know what I'm talking about. But Zero Res will take care of everything. Yes, the bad odors that may be left behind by your pet, and definitely all that dander that is making you sneeze and wheeze and cough, not just from the animal in your life, but also all that pollen that's in the air. Well, Zero Res can do it better than anyone else. They'll clean it, they'll make your house smell fresh and clean again, and they're going to do it for an amazing deal. $39 a room. Boy, that is a great, great deal, I'm telling you. And they've done my carpets, and they will do yours, and you're going to have brand new looking carpets right now with the WMAL special. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for $39 a room. Huge savings. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res right now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Zerorez.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with national recognition for our sound financial performance. Let me introduce you to a better way to bank. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
Member FDIC.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we're really not off to a bad start this morning. Maryland 95 wide open as you head south out of Baltimore toward our Beltway. Once on the Beltway, normal delays heading around on the top side toward George Avenue. 270 with the stop and go. No problems out of Annapolis, Bowie this morning. Do have those delays, though, inside the Beltway 50 forming if you're heading on to either New York Avenue or D.C. 295. 395 with lanes open, nothing blocked. A little bit sluggish through Landmark and briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. A reminder again, Metro, for orange, silver, blue line commuters, expect delays in the direction of Largo. Due to speed restrictions, they're doing maintenance work at McPherson Square until tomorrow. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Overcast around, maybe some patchy fog, just a chance of showers as we roll through this morning and this afternoon. Looks like most of the rain is going to stay north and west today. Highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 55 degrees at 626.
Right by with my tail in
on
the air.
Hell yeah. Is it okay to declaw cats? The state of New York says nope, and they're going to make it illegal. I say get the government out of this and let people do this. It's okay. Susan and Brian, I think your summation is, why have cats in the first place? Cats are useless, right? Right. That's what Brian thinks. I'm talking to you.
I'm talking about this.
Is exactly my point. I talk and I talk and I talk.
I thought you were talking
about
the other
no
Brian.
Attention to me.
Listen,
Brian and Hagerstown. Brian and Hagerstown hasn't been here for like 10 minutes
okay,
now.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. People love it when we bicker like an old married couple.
I know, and we are really an old married couple.
Real fast, Susan a bit asses.
Yeah, Susan, you're on.
Yes.
Hello. I have a cat.
Yes.
That when I got home from work, she was caught in a curtain. And she might have been caught there all day because she was exhausted when I got home.
Aww.
So we had her declawed. She was perfectly happy after that.
There you go. And everybody and everyone lived happily ever after. Thank you very much. All right.
And she had to replace the curtains because she had a cat.
I'm glad we've solved this problem. Everyone has learned something. Mm. It's 6:28 on WMAL.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Coming up on WMAL, some of the media called it disgusting and fawning. Some called it an hour-long infomercial for Donald Trump. Others said Fox News and the presumptive GOP nominee have finally buried the hatchet. So who got it right, who got it wrong on Megyn Kelly's Donald Trump interview? We'll ask CNN's Brian Stelter after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Yesterday's primaries in Oregon and Kentucky gave both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders something they wanted.
Hillary Clinton got the win she needed, but oh, barely. The margin razor thin, narrowly winning in Kentucky, fewer than 2,000 votes. In Oregon, Senator Bernie Sanders with a more decisive win, taking 54% of the vote to Clinton's 45%, his 20th state victory. Now, despite winning fewer delegates than Sanders last night, Clinton is now just 89 delegates shy of clinching that nomination if we include superdelegates.
Correspondent Christine Romans, meanwhile, with the Republican nomination all but clinched, Donald Trump is now focused on becoming more presidential.
Donald Trump is scheduled to meet with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger today, and the presumptive GOP nominee and the Republican Party's preeminent foreign policy elder statesman. They have something new to talk about. North Korea, Trump telling Reuters in an interview on Tuesday that he would be willing to speak directly to the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, a significant policy shift for the U.S. towards the country.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. An appeal may be next after a judge has tossed out a key provision of D.C.'s concealed carry gun law, the requirement that applicants show a good reason why they need such a permit. John Lott, who heads the Crime Prevention Research Center, tells WMAL it'll likely end up at the Supreme Court.
So right now, you have four members of the Supreme Court who don't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, and you have four members who do believe that there's an individual right to self-defense.
And more than 4 million Americans will become newly eligible for overtime pay under rules to be issued today by the Obama administration. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,530, the NASDAQ at 4716. Sports, the Mets shut out the Nationals, the Mariners shut out the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics host the Dallas Wings tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Will your retirement be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand, my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. At the seminar, you'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. You'll learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You'll learn how to protect your spouse and children with the right beneficiary designations. Come learn the keys to a comfortable retirement. You've only got two more chances to see this event. A few sessions left for you this month and next month. 10,000 people have already attended. Don't miss this opportunity. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Bethesda, May 24th and 25th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's just been about the volume. Virginia 95 through Aquia, Dale City, and Lorton. Some of those brief delays extending up toward the Beltway. 395 in Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge. Now, I've also been watching the delays growing in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Not back to the freeway yet, but DDOT and crews say, nope, nothing blocked, nothing in the way. And on New York Avenue, seeing some signal light delays as you head up toward Bladensburg Road, heading in toward town. DC 295 southbound has been uneventful as far as incidents or problems. It's just been about the delays. Glad to see that. On 210 northbound, pushing a bit slowly up through to the Beltway. Route 4, we're doing okay past Woodyard and Dower House Road. Just a bit sluggish. 270, normal delay volumes in the top side of the Beltway from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray sky around, some patchy fog this morning, and maybe a few showers trying to sneak in as we go through the midday and into the afternoon. Most of the rain stays away. Low 60s. Chance of showers tonight. Low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds will go away to some sunshine as we push it up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Arlington, 52 in Beltsville, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the International Gem and Jewelry Show. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
It is 637 here on WMAL, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, aren't you lucky, because we have plenty to talk about. 705, John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, on the federal judge's decision to strike down D.C.'s concealed carry laws as unconstitutional. 735 brings us national security analyst Katie McFarland. And then at 8:35, Amanda Carpenter, political pundit from CNN, to give us her take on yesterday's primaries in Oregon and Kentucky, and also the GOP seemingly coalescing, for the most part, around Donald Trump. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Yes, back together again. They are Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly.
Afterward, you said you didn't feel that the moderators had been nice. But do you think it's the journalist's role to be nice to presidential candidates at a debate?
No, fair. I don't care if they're nice.
They have... You use the word nice.
Well, okay. No, I don't think so. I mean, I might have said they weren't nice, but that doesn't mean they have to be nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known many...
You know, it's not a cocktail party.
No.
So that was a little sense of the interaction between Megyn Kelly of Fox News and Donald Trump. Joining us on the line right now is Brian Stelter, who is the senior media analyst over at CNN, and someone who was probably watching with a great deal of interest, because Megyn Kelly in the media world is sort of a very hot property right now. A lot of people are sort of watching her to see what are these moves that she's making and what is she up to. Brian, what did you think about the interview?
It was very difficult for Megyn Kelly to get Donald Trump to say something new. I think it showed once again how difficult Trump is to interview, you know, how evasive he can be on one hand, how charming he can be on the other hand, you know, about how much he can really control interviews. But Kelly sure gave it a great shot. It was very interesting to watch the dynamic between the two of them. And I'm really curious to see what happens now, you know, what that relationship is like going forward. Will Trump complain about her again in the future, or have they made peace for the long term?
Well, full disclosure, I mean, I think this is well known, but I must say that Megyn Kelly is a former colleague of mine, and I count her as a friend. So I just want to put that on the table as we have this conversation. But, I mean, she did this interview on the Fox Broadcast Network, not Fox News. And that was very telling. What was going on there in your mind?
Well, this was not an inquisition, and she didn't want it to be. I think some viewers were disappointed by that. You know, I saw some reactions from people who wanted a more aggressive, confrontational interview. But I think from Kelly's perspective, we've seen 100 of those interviews trying to challenge Trump on foreign policy, trying to learn more about his views. And frankly, like I said, it's been very hard for interviewers to do that. She wanted to have a more personal interview. And I think she got that. You know, she was able to make it about Trump the person, not Trump the politician.
And
the reason why I was on Fox Broadcast is because this was essentially, as my colleague Brian Lowy wrote last night, kind of an audition for a future job. You know, her contract is up in 1 year, and there's lots of speculation she might leave. She definitely wants to have more of that Barbara Walters, more of that Oprah, more of that Charlie Rose toward a job in the future. So this was a preview of that.
And Brian Stelter, many of your colleagues in the media criticism game are not very pleased with Megyn Kelly for not grilling her. Look at some of these headlines. Salon calls it, Megyn Kelly embraces Donald Trump in a disgusting fawning interview. LA Times, Megyn Kelly goes too easy on Donald Trump in her Fox infomercial, as they put it. What were people expecting here? Were they really expecting this to be some sort of knockdown, drag-out fight with blood at the end of the day?
Well, I mean, because of that debate last August, that famous debate where Kelly and Chris Wallace and Brett Baer challenged Trump and challenged the other candidates, but really challenged Trump and ticked off Trump, I think some people wanted a rematch of that.
Right.
You could be cynical and say that Kelly and Fox are pivoting toward the general election and getting behind Trump, or you could be practical and say that Kelly was trying to show a more personal side as an interviewer. Like I mentioned, more of a Barbara Walters.
Which do you think it was?
You know, frankly, I think it was more the second. I think it was the latter. I think, you know, she was very honest and candid about wanting to experience what it's like to have more of a Barbara Walters special. And this is what that felt like. You know, this was her trying that out for the first time.
Well, in a sense, then, her attempt, her desire to be seen in this venue as more of a Barbara Walters-style interview special, that serves Donald Trump's political end, doesn't it? Because he came across as not the ogre, not the, you know, not the misogynist, not the male chauvinist, but he came off, you listen to the tone of what we just played. He came out measured and reasonable, and if this is many people's first exposure to him, they got to think, well, what was the big deal? They seem to get along fine.
It is valuable for him and a key moment for him. I think about it almost like a psychological level. You know, Donald Trump was viciously criticizing Megyn Kelly for many, many months, but then he struck a deal. Perhaps you'd take this right out of The Art of the Deal, his famous book from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he came to the table, sat down, and made peace with her. And you could almost view this as like a symbol or a metaphor for how he would act as president.
So he might sit down with Nancy Pelosi in a similar way. This is now that.
Didn't he say Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so inside television baseball here, if I could. At Fox News, you always had, in the old days, you had an 800-pound gorilla in primetime. That was Bill O'Reilly. And he was the powerful force at Fox News. Now you have two 800-pound gorillas. You got Megyn Kelly and you got Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, I mean, if some people are expecting that someday down the line, Bill O'Reilly will want to retire and walk away from doing this, and that Fox really needs to keep Megyn Kelly happy. I mean, what do you think are the likelihood that this will mollify her to stay at Fox?
Yeah, well, definitely the message from Fox was, you can stay and you can do what you want, and we have room for that. We can make that happen. You know, she says she'd like a combination of Charlie Rose and Oprah and herself, and that would be a great show. So then the message from Fox was, there's room for that. We can find room for you here. Reality is, every other network would love to talk to Megyn Kelly when her contract is up. I think it comes up in a little bit more than a year from now. Yeah. So she's not allowed to talk to other networks yet, but there's going to be a lot of interest. And later this year, she's going to do a lot of soul-searching about what she wants to do next. I've been wrong before when I've predicted that people would leave Fox. Fox is such a loyal place. People very rarely leave.
You're right.
But I think it's a very real possibility that she could be one of the first.
Brian Seltzer, 15 seconds left. Biggest headline coming out of this, Megyn Kelly's future career in journalism or Donald Trump's prospects as president?
I think this actually was more about Megyn, although I thought when Trump said that when he's wounded, he has to unwound himself by being critical of people, I thought that was actually interesting psychological insight, and we learned a little bit more about Donald Trump last night.
Thank you, Brian Stelter, CNN.
Brian,
good to have you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
It's now 6:44 on WMAO.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Here's a shocking statistic. Someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes in the United States. You know, May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and I want to encourage you to make a choice today that could help prevent you from having a stroke. Choose a virtual physical. If you want to know what's going on with your health before symptoms actually start to crop up, the virtual physical body scan is exactly what you need. For example, a virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, can cause a stroke. Blockages in the coronary arteries can lead to heart attacks. They are also detected with the virtual physical body scan. And as we all know, early detection gives you a better chance of a successful treatment. Don't wait until it's too late. I got my virtual physical scan. Now it's your turn. Call today, 301-984-9009. Schedule your appointment. And when you call, tell them you listen to WMAL. And because you do, your friend and radio buddy Brian Wilson is going to help you out. You're going to get $150 off your full body scan. 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009. Online at virtualphysical.com.
It is 6:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, heading through Dale City. It's okay. We do have an incident up ahead northbound 95 right near the Prince William Parkway. Two cars, though, over to the left shoulder, nothing blocked. Beyond, just a brief delay in Lorton. 395 starting to fill in the normal delays for the early commute here. Out of Gainesville, 66 pushing slowly into Manassas and Centerville. North on 28, the normal drill as you push through the signal lights through Centerville up toward I-66, but travel lanes open. Let's get you onto Braddock Road. Just keep alert westbound. You will have just a brief delay. It's after George Mason University, westbound Braddock Road at Shirley Gate. Accident along the right side. You can get through eastbound. Your lanes are open. Lanes are open heading into town over the 11th Street Bridge, each direction of the southeast-southwest freeway between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays. Not much rain coming out of those clouds, though. Yesterday, 0.41 inches. Today, probably not even a tenth. Maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight, down to 52. Better chance of showers later, but still, not much rain. Tomorrow, we'll finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees in your nation's capital at 647. You're listening to WMAL.
All right, so let's talk about the primary results last night. There were primaries held in Kentucky and in Oregon, I think this story is being mischaracterized in many places.
Hmm.
I mean, the big headline is Hillary wins one. And right. I guess you could say technically she did win one.
Or Bernie and Hillary have a split decision because there were two states. It's ridiculous.
Here is the truth about all
this. Yes, thank you.
In the state of Kentucky, coal country, Clinton got 46.8% of the vote.
Hmm.
Bernie Sanders got 46.3% of the vote. I mean, that's a virtual tie. And really, what's important in an election is not the population and the popular vote. It's how the delegates are split up. And guess what? 27 delegates go to Hillary and 27 delegates go to Sanders.
So they basically tied Kentucky.
That's
they
right.
They split Kentucky in half.
Yeah. Now, people are saying, oh, she won Kentucky. Like, well, she did technically with the popular vote, but when it comes to delegates, it's a tie.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
In that state. And meanwhile, in the same evening, Bernie Sanders absolutely pummeled her in Oregon.
Yeah.
Which means it was really a big night for Bernie.
It really was a big night for Bernie.
So
again,
why would the media be spinning it as, oh, it's a tie and Hillary won a state? And that's really important. Why do you think they would do that?
I think we all know the answer to that question. Officially in Oregon, Bernie Sanders got 55% of the vote. Hillary got about 46% of the vote. However, this is one of the things that I think irritates the Sanders people. Sanders gets 28 delegates, even though he won the state. Hillary gets 24.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem quite right, but that's the way it fell in Oregon. Trump, of course, picks up the state of Oregon and gets a bunch more delegates. I think he's not that far off from officially clinching now.
Right, he's got 63 delegates, I think, is what he needs, and there's still four more states to get.
Yeah, so I think that's going to happen sooner or later.
Can I give you a couple factoids here?
Yes, I love factoids.
Don't we all love factoids? A couple of things that we should bear in mind as we put Hillary Clinton's Kentucky win in perspective.
Are you using those air quotes?
I was. First of all, in 2008, she won 459,511 votes in the primary against Barack Obama. Last night, she had 212,000 votes. That is a full 250,000 fewer votes this time around. That's according to Jim Hoft's analysis there at Gateway Pundit. One other thing, you said that they 46.8 to 46.3, so where'd all the other votes go? Guess what? Martin O'Malley got enough votes in Kentucky to actually make up the difference between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Factoid.
It is. That's a factoid. It is now 6:50.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. I don't know about you, but I sure prefer people knowing me by my name. And that's what John Marshall Bank customers are to us. Names, not numbers. True relationship banking. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and discover a better way to bank.
Spring's in the air. That means summer's around the corner. And that means the rent estate season is in full bloom. That's right. Did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse are the DC experts in leasing and property management, and they're ready to help you. Because that's the thing. You know, cerebrally, intellectually, you know that renting your property is a brilliant idea, right? You build equity, you have someone else paying your mortgage, you can actually make money on the transaction, it's a profit-making thing with positive cash flow coming into your life. But here's the problem, and you know what the problem is. Having to be a landlord. Who wants to deal with that? The hassle of finding the right tenant, knowing how much to price your place out on the rental market, and dealing with all of the problems that come along with being a landlord. That's where Renters Warehouse comes in. They're property management professionals. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average, and then they'll help manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. It's fast, it's easy, and it's worry-free. What are you waiting for? Just get the information so you can make a sound business decision in your life. Get a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
You've heard the old saying, your two best days are the day you buy a boat and then the day you sell it. Well, timeshares are awfully similar to boats. It's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. You buy that timeshare under the guise of investing in vacation, only to find out you're just investing in annual maintenance fees and repairs to a resort you can't even visit when you want. Then you try to sell it in an online auction for $1, and you still can't find anyone to buy it. That's where my friends at Timeshare Exit Team come in. Timeshare Exit Team is the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare contract safely, legitimately, and forever. They have offices in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to sit down face-to-face for a free consultation with your regional consultant. Don't pay another year's worth of maintenance fees. Go to timeshareexitteam.com. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM, online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Don't pay, don't find, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Hey. Imagine if
the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home.
Hi, this is Rick Mariano with RhinoShield Mid-Atlantic.
RhinoShield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with RhinoShield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, RhinoShield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. RhinoShield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year, same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com. RhinoShield.
6:53, let's check in on what's going on with your money today. The smart guys over at the CNBC business desk know. Hey there.
Hey, good morning. Well, this is Kate Rogers, and stocks fell yesterday, wiping out all of the gains on Monday. Today, stock futures point to a flat to lower open. Massachusetts is suing ExxonMobil for lying about or denying climate change for decades. The suit claims the result of that denial has been years of harm to the state's local communities. Novartis is stopping tests of a new breast cancer drug because of good results. Now, that means patients lived longer without the disease progressing. The treatment will be submitted for approval. Google has a big event planned today in California, where it will reportedly show off a new voice-activated device called Google Home. Amazon has already sold 3 million Echoes, which is its version of Google Home. Just as Frankenstein was a nicer person in the book, Frankenfood may not be so bad either. A group from the National Academy of Sciences has found that genetically modified foods are safe to eat and says they pose no health threat to humans or animals. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
6:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been pretty decent this morning, Larry. Around the Beltway, Virginia will start through Annandale. A little bit of the stop and go. Not so bad through Tysons. Good across the American Legion Bridge. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge before you get to 210. Now, into Dale City, we're on the brakes pretty hard here. Northbound 95 approaching the Prince William Parkway. We had the incident on the shoulder. Heavy delays out of Manassas in through to Centerville, heading in toward the Haymarket area on 15, north of 234, alternating traffic with the broken down bus. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays, not much rain coming out of the clouds, though. Yesterday, 0.41 inches. Today, probably not even a tenth, maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain, patchy fog early, 61. Tonight down to 52, better chance of showers later, but still, not much rain. Tomorrow will finally brighten the sky in the afternoon, up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, and by the way, looking forward to Saturday here. It's going to be cloudy, rainy, with highs in the upper 50s. What the? It's 55 now. It's 6:56.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local seven-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
It's good to be President Obama on the way out of office. He was speaking at Rutgers University commencement. He told the new graduates how much better the country is after his 8 years as president. What he didn't tell the graduates was the fact that his administration added nearly $100 billion in new costs to doing business with new regulations, that 94 million Americans aren't working and have taken themselves out of the job market, that during his time in office, we have seen the highest number of households in history on food stamps. He also neglected to tell them that the millennial unemployment rate is 40% higher than the national average, and the median wage has dropped by about 10%. In other words, the president's economy stinks for those new graduates. It also stinks for the middle class. The president told the students to rely on facts for their politics. Well, he may want to rethink that advice. His economic misery index is hard to read, let alone live through. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAO.
We're going to be joined by John Lott, who's going to be talking about this new decision about the concealed carry law. Parts of it may be unconstitutional.
And is Taco Bell the location of your hot big date night coming up? Well, don't be surprised if it is. We'll explain why. And also KT McCrum.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.